used to be lounging in the lounge. Now they're just lounging, lounging in a new lounge. Listen to the sound gems coming out their mouths. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a good laugh with Kristen and Jack in the lounge.
Holy cow, we're back, Jack. It's been, almost a month?
Almost a month. We're getting back on track, slowly but surely.
Very slowly. Let's put it in the very slowly category.
Very slowly.
Hey, it's Kristen and Jack with Lounging with Kristen and Jack. And we have a special guest in the studio, but it's our sponsor. So tell everybody who sponsors the show.
Day-to-day light beer. Every day. It's a great day for a day-to-day light beer.
Woohoo! It does not get better than that.
What's your best day? Every day I'm drinking a day-to-day light beer.
Look at that. See the voice you got on that, Chad?
I love it.
It's something, isn't it?
I love being here. Thanks, guys, for having me.
You got the best radio guy in the world doing your stuff.
I know. That voice is
certainly the oldest.
He is the oldest. That's official.
What do they say? He's got the face for radio?
Yeah. He's 163 fees a day.
I'm 163 going on 180.
We have to hurry this up though, Chad, because he's got another vacation to go on. I don't know if you know this about Jack, but he doesn't own a place at the beach that he goes to.
He goes to the Jack Daniel timeshare.
He goes to the same place every time. This is what cracks me up. I always like, hey, how come I can't ever stay there? And he goes, I don't know.
It's a strip motel. That's all it is.
Lies.
But she thinks I own it because we stay in the same room all the time, and it has a locked cabinet with a lot of our stuff in it. I don't know.
Exactly. But he doesn't own it. I'm doing air quotes. So Kristen can't stay there. See how that works, Chad?
The locked door.
Well, there's that whole restraining order thing.
No, that's with Firehouse. That has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
And other rock bands.
Yeah.
You've been in a band, but not a real rock band.
Not a real rock band.
No, Route 66 doesn't count. Chad, you know, I was looking back at our old podcast the last time you came through, and we were talking about, I was listening to it the other day. We were talking about, you know, the beer coming off the line and how exciting it was and different.
Yeah, we were just babies back then.
Babies.
Huh? Did we sponsor the show after that? It was after that.
It was
right?
After that, I think, that you actually decided to sponsor.
I was just a guest, right?
You were just a guest, and you were talking about the beer and how exciting it was to see it coming down the line. And it was, it was the label cans. Back before you even had printed cans.
That was like May of 2023.
Long time ago, right?
A year and a half ago almost.
Crazy.
So what we want to know, what inquiring minds want to know, Jack, is what's been going on?
Hey, well, thanks for asking and thanks for having me. Super excited. I can't believe the time has flown by the way it has. I mean, I came and, you know, it was 2022 when the company started and, you know, blink your eyes and we're here today. So we were just trying to get up and running. We're scaling now. Day-to-day's got some siblings, Broken Step Hard Lemonade. We have Wrestling Bear. We have a D9 product we're looking at developing called Elevate. Just a lot of really cool things going on. So the evolution has definitely been fantastic. And I appreciate it's because of, you know, partners like you guys that are really making the difference. So we're trying to just settle in and become that everyday beverage provider, and it's kind of working out nicely for us.
Yeah, so there'll be multiple beverages, but what was really cool is you were talking about that you're now in distribution in Florida.
Yeah, when we started, the beautiful thing about starting in North Carolina is because we could self-distribute. So got to like make some mistakes and different things like that on my dime and not on a distributor's dime. They're very busy people. So once we kind of started feeling like we were ready to move into a distributor, that's what the business has been built around. Is if you look at phases, phase one was kind of like research and development, get the products going and on our own, and then move them into distributors who are the experts and then really start to scale them. So we're in that transition in Florida and soon to be in North Carolina too. So
and then South Carolina and Georgia will be coming.
South Carolina, Georgia. So hopefully in a few months we'll be locked and loaded in all those states and people can get our wonderful day-to-day light beer and Broken Step Hard Lemonade and the other offerings that we want to bring out here shortly. That's
right.
Great.
And that would mean, so distribution means like grocery stores and stuff. That's, you have to have distribution to go into the big stores.
Yeah, when you're dealing with that many customers, you have to have the execution on the streets. And for us to self-distribute with just a few people selling, you know, basically hand selling to, you know, we have hundreds of retailers all over North Carolina, but to really get into the grocery stores and to the convenience stores and really get mass appeal, you have to go in with those experts who are the middle tier. And that's where I came from. So if you really kind of think about it, everything that I've done up to, you know, today has been, you know, new for me in a sense, because I always worked for either Anheuser-Busch or these large distributors, but the distributor world is where I lived for almost 25 years. And so now we're finally pushing into that. And it's what I know. It's what my friends know. It's what our teammates that we're scaling up will know. So this is when it's going. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
And then you also have 12 packs now, which is so exciting. I saw the 12 pack box. She's a beaut.
Thank you so much.
She's a beaut.
That's important too, because you know you got to have those multi-packs for retail. So we're used to selling a lot of smaller places, one beer at a time or one drink at a time. And now we'll have the opportunity to sell for, sell them 12 at a time. So you'll see where the volume starts to come in there. And that's what the distributors want. They don't want something half-baked. They want something fully baked, as well as the retailers, you know. So we're going to be able to bring that to them here shortly, and we're super excited.
May, you said the hard lemonade, so that's coming. And what was the other one you said?
Elevate.
Elevate D9. This Delta 9 is getting very, very popular. So the nice thing about our business is that we co-pack. And so by co-packing, we go out there and we get a relationship and somebody else makes our product and then we assume control of it. So we can basically go from, you know, zero to 100 pretty quickly. So we've had some of our distributor partners ask us for some development of the D9. So we're looking into that, just like we're looking into, different styles. Everybody's like, oh, where's your brewery? It's like, we don't have a brewery. We're a beverage company. We develop products for categories. So we have a light beer. That's a category in the retail trade. We have a hard lemonade. That's a category. It's called a flavored malt beverage. That's a category there. Wrestling Bear, same thing, will fill a category. So D9 will fill a category. So we're going up there and trying to be good partners and say, hey, what do you want us to develop? And then we do it. And so we had to have one, though, Day-to-Day Light. We had to prove ourselves. We had to get something out there. We had to show that what we could do. You know, anybody can say they want to go start a company. And, it's a lot harder to do that.
I heard whisperings, and Jack, I think you'll be excited. I heard whisperings of a day-to-day margarita.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, we've had some interest in developing. So it's we've already tasted it. It tastes very good. And we're looking at some opportunities. It's a great convenience store package and a 19.2.
I usually keep a salt shaker on me at all times.
Well, as you should.
So yeah, so we're just trying to develop really cool products for non-alcoholic. We have some spirits that we're developing too. So it's really cool, you know, Blink, and we're here, and it's been very humbling, very amazing. I've made a lot more mistakes than I've had wins, but we just keep getting up and grinding, and y'all's help has been just invaluable.
Any plans for something along the Christmas wine category?
Yes.
Because, you know, I love
Jack and I love a sweet wine. So
or a nice rosé.
I'm a fan of a blueberry or a strawberry wine, if that's anything that you
can
make for me.
We will look into it.
It's another category, right?
It certainly is. It's the non-grape fruit wine category.
Yeah. We'll have you guys on the label. How about that?
The Lounging Red Christmas Wine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Could we do it? Is this something we can
lounging
do?
Lounging with wine.
Lounging with wine, yes.
Delighted.
We'll call our friends at the Biltmore and see if we can co-pack their wine.
There you go.
Nice. Now you're talking. All right, so then, Jack, your favorite line, other than where's home? So every time we used to do an interview with celebrities, the first thing he'd ask is, where's home?
Right.
And then later on in the interview, he'd say, well, what's next? Anything else you want to plug while you're here? That was a very common line.
So what's next, Chad?
Oh, well, thanks for asking, Jack. We're going to continue to grow and to scale, and we're going to continue to bring our wonderful products to all of your wonderful listeners out there, and just have a good time doing it. You know, we said back in the day, we're trying to make the business fun again, and I think we're having a really good time. And hopefully we'll have a lot more success in the future.
Well, best of luck to you, and congrats on getting this far so quickly.
Yeah,
that's
thanks
amazing.
For your support. You guys have been amazing, and I just truly appreciate it.
Look at the difference a year can make.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Stick around. More Lounging with Kristen and Jack on the Queen City Podcast Network continues next.